I get it. I don't know what season of life that you're in, but I can guarantee you that you are not hanging out on the couch with zero responsibilities. As women, we are so many things to so many people. I see you. I see you doing the dishes, changing that diaper, trying to pay for your child's college. I see the exhausted grandma and the overwhelmed student. This podcast is for you. So whether you're driving in the car, getting ready for the day, or about to snuggle in the sheets, I pray that this podcast reminds you that you are so loved by the one who beautifully designed you. I am Ashley Shepherd, and this is the Beautifully Designed Podcast. Hey ladies, it's me, and okay, so I'm excited about this episode, but if I was truly honest with you, I have to tell you I'm a little nervous. So this is my first episode that I'm kind of winging it, okay? And if you know my personality, you're probably not surprised. I mean, I kind of live life by the seat of my pants sometimes, and I'm a free spirit, so it doesn't bother me. I don't have to have a plan for everything. But when I began doing these podcasts again in 2018, I have been very diligent at making sure that I pray through exactly what I feel like the Lord wants me to share. And I have a little outline, so I don't go too long on you ladies. But today, I'm 100% winging it and just sharing my heart. And so hopefully you heard last week's episode that I talked about with the New Year's, just some things that I learned coming out of 2018, some things that I don't want to bring into the new year, things I do want to bring into the new year. And so I was really raw and real on some of the lessons I learned and what it looks like to honestly walk out of the wilderness season that I was in into everything that God has for me. And if you are a part of our Beautifully Designed community on Facebook, where we do our Bible studies, you know that we are doing a thing called Prayer-Filled Goals, where we are taking the month of January, and each week we have a different topic, and we are praying through different things, and we're setting goals. And so last week, we set goals on our self-care, on our like nutrition and health and things like that, and then we set goals on our mindsets. So what are some mindsets that you want to bring into 2019, some mindsets you don't want to bring into the new year? And it really is just a time. We want to encourage you to set some time away where you are either praying to God, or you're just journaling to the Lord, reading your Bible, just talking to Him, or maybe you're just sitting quietly to where you can actually hear the Lord speak. And because so many times we put so much pressure on ourselves to set these goals and do these things, and I know for me, I kind of put pressure on myself with, okay, I do not want to repeat some of the lessons I learned in 2018. I don't want to be around some of the same people I was around in 2018. I really want to do things differently. I want this to be a different year. And I put pressure on myself, almost stress myself out, honestly, when I think about, okay, how can I do things differently? And I was just putting just this, basically I was like carrying burdens I didn't need to carry until, honestly, I was going through our own little prayer-filled goals worksheet that we give you guys. And I really have spent time with the Lord and have been able to journal. And I've just, surrendered, honestly, 2019 to God. And oh gosh, there's just so many things that the Lord has already done in the short 13 days that it's been 2019. And some of the things I can't really share right now because it's really personal. I will be able to share the story one day. God's still working some things out, and I'm really excited to share it. It's very, very personal in our family. But there are some things that God is doing in this ministry that I'll be able to reveal soon, very soon. But I can already tell a shift. I can already feel like this year is different because my heart is different. My mindset is different. I am laser focused on what God wants for me and my family, my business, my ministry. And so I actually took a little goals masterclass with one of my mentors, Robbie Page. She is she's a business mentor, but she's also honestly a life mentor. I look to her for wisdom and guidance in spiritual things, also in just life. She's raised boys, I'm raising boys. And so she did this great masterclass on setting goals and dreaming and things like that. And so I've spent some time on doing that for myself because it's so much more than just looking at the year and wanting it to be different and having a new mindset and all that. But it really means something when you write something down. And that's why this Prayerful Goals is so important. That's why I've been doing masterclasses and reading more books already this year, because I honestly feel like I didn't take my personal growth as seriously in 2018. I didn't write things down like I should have, and I dreamed of things. I had aspirations and I wanted things in 2018, but I kind of kept it all to myself. And I didn't talk about it to anybody. I didn't write those things down. And so this year, I'm just doing things differently. If you want something different, you got to do different things. And as I was doing this masterclass, something that Robbie Page really shared, also, she has an incredible podcast. She's going to be a guest speaker on mine soon. We are booking that, scheduling that when our schedules line up. But she's incredible. So, you know, Google Robbie Page. It'll pull up on your podcast. But she has a great, great podcast. But I was doing her class and the Lord really spoke to me. And this is really all this podcast is about, because I want you to learn from my mistakes in life. I want you to learn from my victories in life. I want to be real and raw with you. But I have to be honest with you. I took this class and the Lord really spoke to me in a lot of different ways, but she said something that resonated with me that I've spoke on a couple of episodes ago about, you reap what you sow. And I read an article about we don't just reap what we sow, we also reap what other people sow around us. And Robbie said something in this class that she said that everything has a seed and it's going to grow something. And it resonated with me because I know that just 2019 is going to be a year where not just me, like women are going to be rising up and really waking up to everything that God has for them. And I just, that resonated with me. And then she said something else later on. She said, it's time to give people a place for them to soar. And when she said the word soar, it was like my heart leapt. It was like, that's it. It's time to go to the next level. It's time to soar. You see, we were not created to stay the same. We were not created to stay the same. And so she gave this analogy, and I think it's so perfect. It's just like when you're on an airplane and you know that you're getting on an airplane to go from destination A to destination B. So let's just say you're going from Tennessee to Chicago, one of my favorite cities. And if you get on the airplane and they come on the speaker and say, well, we can't take off. There's, you know, something wrong with the bathroom. We have to fix it and we'll come and let you know when, you know, we're going to be able to get things moving. Well, what happens after you're waiting on the airplane 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes? People are getting anxious. They're getting frustrated. They're texting their loved ones. They're trying to, they're realizing they're going to miss their connection. Or, you know, you just get kind of anxious, like, oh my goodness, like I got in this airplane to move. I did not get on this airplane to get the bathroom fixed and for my whole day to be messed up. And a lot of times in life that can happen to us. And when she was given this analogy, I felt like in 2018 was the year where I stayed on the airplane and it was not moving. And I lived kind of in the state of frustration, mostly because I wasn't moving. Yes, I was in the Word of God, and the Lord did incredible things. It wasn't like, you know, it wasn't all in the wilderness, doomy and gloomy. I mean, I don't want to paint that picture. Our family had a wonderful year together. And like I said, a couple of great things happened, but honestly, all in all, I felt like a ball of frustration. And I think it's because I didn't write things down. I wasn't focused on my personal growth per se. Yes, I grew spiritually. I grew as a person. I learned like some great lessons. I hung out in the valley where all the nutrients are, right? The dirt is rich. And but when it comes to just goal setting and writing things down and dreaming, I was just sitting on the airplane. But we weren't created to sit on the airplane. We were created to move. And so it's just time, ladies. It's time to soar. It is time to soar. And so, of course, what scripture popped in my head? Isaiah 40:31. And this is the English Standard Version. But it says, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Listen to the scripture, the very first part of it, okay? So it says this, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength." Okay, so that's my issue. I don't like waiting. I don't like sitting on this airplane, not going anywhere. And I lived in this wilderness frustration. I was waiting for the Lord, but I wasn't taking the right steps that I needed to take to be ready when the airplane takes off. Because it's not just about going, getting to the destination. It's about the process in between. It's about the in between is what matters. It's that quote in Hope Floats, beginnings are scary. The endings are sad, but it's what's in the middle that counts. I love Hope Floats. It's my favorite movie of all time. I've seen it 7,642 times. Love it. If you've not seen Hope Floats, go rent it or watch it on Netflix. I don't think you can rent movies anymore, can you? Anyway, but here's the deal. It says those who wait for the Lord. Are we waiting for the Lord? We want him to renew our strength. We want to mount up on those wings like eagles, and we want to run and not grow weary. We want to walk, and we don't want to be exhausted. And I mean, we want all of those things. We want the fruit of the Lord. But are we willing to wait for the Lord? Are we willing to allow him to renew our strength to where we can walk into his destiny for our life? And it was that missing piece. It was the in-between. It was the preparation stage. I should have been journaling. I should have been, you know, reading the Bible more. I mean, I read the Bible, but let's be real. Come on, ladies. Like, you know that I went through seasons in 2018 where I didn't open up my Bible if I wasn't at church. Like, let's just be honest. And so I'm just so excited that God revealed a couple things to me that I want to plant seeds in people's lives, seeds that are going to flourish, seeds that are going to strengthen people's character. I want to speak to people, to the people that they're becoming. I want to encourage the exhausted mom sitting at Sunday school. I want to walk by this little old guy, and he looked maybe 90, 95. He was precious at a restaurant this morning, and I walked by and I gave him the biggest smile. I wanted to kiss his face because he was so cute, but I thought that'd be a little awkward, so I didn't ask to kiss his cheek. But he was adorable, and I had to walk by him twice, but I made sure I said hi and I smiled at him. I want to plant seeds of strength and love and wisdom and joy. When people see me in the hallway at church, or they see me on social media, or they see me at the grocery store, or they see me at the gym dying because I just started back, and that's what I sound like when I try to run. But I want to be that when they see, that people are excited because they know when they see me that I'm going to plant a seed that's going to flourish into their life. And it doesn't have to be big things. And I feel like that I want to soar, but for me to soar, I got to help other people soar. And in 2019, Especially this week, too, of prayer-filled goals that we're starting on January 14th, which is a Monday tomorrow, we're focusing on relationships and investing in the right relationships and who are we allowing to speak into our lives. And in 2018, I allowed anybody to speak into my life. I allowed people to be nice to me. I allowed people to be rude to me. I let people say whatever to me. And I finally stood my ground and realized that my time is valuable. My heart is valuable. My mindset is valuable, and it matters what I'm investing in and who I'm allowing to invest back into me. And so I'm excited about what this word SOAR means for 2019. My word for 2019, I said this a couple times, is freedom, walking into the freedom that God has for me. But I think this SOAR part, this soaring on wings like eagles, and I'm ready to run. I am so ready to run. I'm excited about renewing strength in my life, but I'm going to do that. I'm going to live in this in between. I'm not going to get frustrated if I have to sit on the airplane a little longer. I'm going to be journaling more. I'm going to be really seeking God more. I'm going to be allowing the right people to speak into my life. I'm going to sow seeds into other people's lives that are going to flourish and be fruitful. Even if I'm in the presence of somebody for 7 seconds, I want it to be valuable to them. And that's my encouragement to you. And honestly, the last couple days, I've been sick in the bed, and I feel like the Lord's really speaking to my heart. And on Friday, I didn't feel good. I had a headache. My stomach hurt. I literally was in the bed most of the day. I took a nap today. I don't know. I have felt like I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to adult. I didn't want to do the laundry. I've kind of felt a little bit down, kind of discouraged. And honestly, I feel like some of the stress that I've been under, months prior, it's kind of catching up with me physically. I feel like maybe, but, I really took some time this weekend to rest, to physically rest. And I would have felt bad before, but this year it's like, you know what? If I need to check out for a couple hours or a half a day while the kids are in school and take a minute for myself, I'm going to do that. Because, you know, if that's going to help me soar and help the Lord to renew my strength in that way, I'm going to do that. And so it's really, it really is a freedom to know that, you know, there's no shaming over here. If you want to take a nap, go take a nap. If you want to leave the laundry where it's at and go spend time with the Lord more than you would because you'd be doing the laundry, leave it there. Because, you know, I just know that my time is valuable and I want to spend my time making sure I'm taking care of myself physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. And with all that being said, it says, those who wait for the Lord. I am going to wait on the Lord to help me soar wherever He wants me to soar. But in the waiting, I am going to plant seeds of love and joy. And that is my heart for you. I'm excited for you. I want Beautifully Designed to be a place where women can soar. I want to provide an environment for you, whether you come here to listen to a podcast, you do a Bible study under me, you hop on my Instagram, The Gram. I just learned that's a thing. Like, you're supposed to say The Gram. I don't know. I'm almost 37. Like, I should probably not say that, but it sounds really cool, right? So if you hop on my Gram, oh my gosh. My husband would die if he heard this just now. Sorry. If you go to church with me, if you see me at the grocery store, if you CrossFit with me, I'm about to train for a half marathon. If you do that with me, if you're just around me in any sense of the word, I want you to know that you are going to be around somebody that's going to help you soar. I want to give you an environment that's going to help you soar. And that starts with me to make sure that I'm in the right place and taking care of me. And my heart to you is that you're setting your household an environment to where your kids can soar, your husband can soar. And that's not having the perfect household and the perfect dinner. I literally messed up chicken stir fry this week. It was awful. I looked at my husband. I was like, who does that? Who messes up chicken stir fry? I do. So this isn't about letting people soar because you're keeping the most beautiful home and the best dinners and, you know, you're like the best parent to your kids. No. You're going to allow people to soar. You're going to put them in an environment to soar because of your words, because of your heart, because of your posture, because you're going to have a spiritual confidence. You're going to have a holy confidence. You're going to know who you are. You've spent time with the Lord. He's renewed your strengths. You're mounting up on his wings, and you want to provide encouragement. That's a strength of mine, but I'm ready to take it to the next level, and I want to encourage you to do the same in 2019. So it's time to soar, ladies. I hope you come with me. I love you so much, and y'all be blessed. Remember to share this on social media.
Thank you for tuning in with me today. I hope the space brings grace, rest, and truth to you every time we meet here. To learn more about the Beautifully Designed community, our online Bible studies, and the Beautifully Designed book, you can go to beautifullydesigned.com. Y'all be blessed.